USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate will stay in session to work on coronavirus relief before unemployment runs out.
The Senate is going to move forward with the bill, no matter how long it takes. The Senate is going to stay in session to finish the bill this week. The American people deserve nothing less.
Schumer saying Congress is racing against the clock to defeat the pandemic and save American lives. A group of White House Republicans is demanding a hearing on the White House's response to unaccompanied illegal immigrant children found near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representatives Ken Buck of Colorado, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Chip Roy of Texas, all sending a letter to House Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship Chairwoman Zoe Lefgren of California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
After talking Unity All campaign, Republicans are scratching their head regarding comments made by President Biden.
After learning the governors of Mississippi and Texas joined 14 other states dropping the mask mandate in favor of local compliance, President Biden on Wednesday said the governors of Texas and Mississippi made a mistake by loosening COVID-19 related restrictions.
And the last thing you need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Neanderthals were highly intelligent, able to adapt to a wide variety of ecological zones, and capable of developing highly functional tools to help them do so. Although extinct, Asians seem to have the most Neanderthal DNA in their genomes. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For the first time since July, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose above 3% to 3.02%. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A large group of migrants arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana wearing shirts that read, "Biden, please let us in." The news comes as two Texas Democrats call on Biden to deal with the growing crisis at the border, citing their impact on his constituents, local hospitals, and their potential to spread the coronavirus. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Texas Democrat, warning the Biden administration against easing up too much on unauthorized immigrants, citing their impact on his constituents, local hospitals, and their potential to spread the coronavirus. And regarding those Biden let us in shirts, former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News he's not seen them.
I have not, and I think what it tells you is that the advocacy community, there are NGOs and others, that their entire goal is to make sure that anyone that shows up at the border gets into the United States and is able to stay, perhaps for years and years, regardless of whether they actually have a legitimate asylum claim or not. And I'm sure that these types of organizations are providing these T-shirts to these folks, trying to send a political message and trying to play politics with the safety and the security of that border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1927 when Babe Ruth becomes the highest paid player in baseball history when he signs a 3-year contract for $70,000 per season with the New York Yankees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.